right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for a movie on Netflix called The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. It's written and directed by Chiwetel Ejiofor, who is a very well-known, great actor. Based on a true story, and is also based on a book by the same name. It's written and directed by Chiwetel Ejiofor, also stars him, and also relatively new actor named Maxwell Simba. And the synopsis is, a boy in Malawi helps his village by building a wind turbine after reading about them in a library book. This is based on a true story about a child named William Kawamba. And again, he grows up in Malawi. It's a very small country in Eastern Africa near Tanzania and Mozambique. This movie is set in the early 2000s. Chiwetel Ejiofor plays the father. He has a wife, son, and a daughter. His family owns land. And they grow tobacco and other crops. In a particular year, they're hit very hard by a lot of rain. There's another season where it's just completely dry and hot. And that also affects how the family can live off the land. The Kawambas live in a very small tribal area. So it's ruled by a chief. His brother passes away. People are very poor. They're trying to figure out how to get money. So some of the people in the area sell their land to different developers. Chiwetel Ejiofor's character really pushes home education. His daughter's been at least to high school. And it's also this big thing about, I would like to go to university, I like to go to college. But because they live in a very small country, very poor town, that's unlikely. But again, both William's parents push education, that you have to have education to make it out of here. So there were issues about how the country was dealing with the hunger and starvation that the country was facing, and also agriculturally. But since they're so poor, William is able to go to school, but eventually they don't have enough money to pay for school. And William has to go out and try to work in the fields. After he gets kicked out of school, he tries to sneak back into school, and they try to kick him out again, but the teacher allows him to go use the library, which is where he finds one of the books about developing wind energy. Story kind of takes off from there. William's father tries as hard as he can to hold on to his family, hold on to trying to keep his children educated. That's kind of where I'll stop. I will say that I like this movie a lot. Chiwetel Ejiofor's first effort for directing. This is a very good story. It shows how William came from nothing to develop an idea to help his family, help his country. And this is a child doing this. The acting in it is done very well. So it really focuses on Maxwell Simba's character, his family dynamics, his town, and the devastation in his country. This movie is also a foreign language movie. So some of it is in English, but other is in a native tongue. For all that to have been done in Chiwetel Ejiofor's first movie, acting from Maxwell Simba for this to be his first credited movie, he is exceptional. There are some technical issues with this movie that, for me, knock it down a little bit. Certain scenes kind of last for a little too long. There's a point in the movie where it seems a little aimless. That's time that could have been dedicated to really developing William's passion for trying to solve this problem. And for that, I'm going to give it an 8. Great movie. This is a positive for Netflix. Netflix has a lot of shovelware on it. And for them to have gotten the rights to this movie shows that at least somebody understands. And again, for Chiwetel Ejiofor, who is a very accomplished actor. He was in one of my favorite Spike Lee movies, Inside Man. He was also in another one of my favorite movies, which is on my top 100, which was written and directed by Alfonso Cuarón, which is Children of Men. He is in that movie. He was also in the very terrible Serenity. And if Keith, you're listening, I hate that movie a lot. So he understands how to get a good performance out of a co-star, or in this instance, being a director, being able to ask a lot of the cast to hit home the point. And I think he has done that well. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.